Hi, this is a dictation for Anitra Carter, A-N-I-T-R-A-C-A-R-T-E-R. Anitra Carter, date of birth is 8-30-1976. Date of accident 7-11-2023. Date of service is 2-11-2024. Anitra Carter, she is a patient allegedly involved in automobile accident on 7-11-2023 as a resident driver, where she was hit on the passenger side in a T-bone fashion, leading to totaling of the car and burning of the airbags, as well as headaches. Along with that, patients suffered from dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, forgetfulness, seizures, pain, and the pain syndrome in the neck, mid-back, lower back, as well as chest pain, right shoulder, numbness of the third, fourth, right finger, both knees, both ankles. Currently, patient report that her pains are still continuing in the left shoulder, pain in the neck and the mid-back to the tune of 8 to 9, and the ability to lift the left shoulder is 110, a lot of pain in the supraspinatus area, and pain in both the knees is also reported severely to the level of 10. And the patient is undergoing laser treatment, physical therapy, chiropractic treatment with some relief, but still not recovered completely. Her pain medication brings her relief to the tune of 7 from 9. ADLs are affected 8, and 30% relief is obtained by the patient. Kindly review the chart for the system review, ADLs for additional history for medications, substance abuse, as well as for the compliance history. Physical examination, please mention blood pressure 118 over 115, pulse of 91, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit dated. Dated 12-29-2023, dictation number 1229-063. The plan is to continue the physical therapy. Laser treatment and disability continues. Work disability hospital replacement. An attended care was ordered on 2-9-2024, 4 hours, 7 days, transportation and case management. He's been provided with Narcos at 10 over 325 to 12 hours over 30 days, 60 tablets. Naproxen 500 twice a day. Lidocaine gel 3% is ordered. The meds have been reviewed. New labs have been ordered. And other than that, patient will be stable. Patient was advised the injections to the left shoulder intra-articular and also to the supraspinatus tendon based on the MRI finding with Marcaine with steroid. The procedure is being done today under sterile conditions as prescribed in the template for the supraspinatus and the shoulder injection. It is based on the MRI finding, which report that the patient has a subacromial deltoid bursitis, subacromial impingement syndrome, tear in the distal supraspinatus tendon, and tear at the posterior superior margin of the glenoid labrum. The patient agreed and consented, and the procedure was done according to the protocol. Thank you.